It's also going to be on the screen if you'd like to follow along.
So the reading is Psalm 71, verses 5 to 6 and 17 to 19 from the message version. You keep me going when times are tough, my bedrock God, since my childhood. I've hung on you from the day of my birth, the day you took me from the cradle. I'll never run out of praise. You got me when I was an unformed youth, God, and taught me everything I know.
Now I'm telling the world your wonders. I'll keep it until I'm old and gray. God, don't walk off and leave me until I get out of the news. Your strong right arm to this world. News of your power to the world yet to come. Your famous and righteous ways, O God. God, you've done it all. Who is quite like you?
Lovely. Thank you very much. Amazing. Thank you, guys. Brilliant. Okay. So you guys thought of a lot of words to describe mums. And one of the words that you didn't think of, I was really hoping that some of you might say it, but I didn't want to give it away, was tough. And that's the word that I want to think about this morning. Sometimes mums need to be tough. They need to be all of those other things as well, but tough. They need to be tough when they're setting rules and expectations. They need to be tough when they're tired and busy. They need to be tough when things go wrong. They need to be tough when they're protecting their children. And sometimes, or indeed a lot of the time, being a mum can be a really tough job. Oopsie, you okay, Ru? Sit up. Excellent. We know that everyone's experiences are different and that today isn't an easy day for all of us. However, I want to concentrate on the positives of being a mum or like a mum from here onwards. And I hope that you're able to see the positive qualities in your own mum or the person who's like a mum to you. And if you struggle with that, I hope you're able to see that those things which might be lacking in your mum relationships can be found in God's love for us. I'd like to tell you a couple of stories from my own experience of being a mum. And the first story is about Anna. Now, I messaged her on Friday to check that I could tell this story because I didn't know she was going to be here today. She said yes. So when Anna was in year 8 at school, she was having some fairly significant friendship issues. And things got to the point where she didn't want to go to school. The girls involved were causing a lot of problems for her. Now, none of us like to see our children struggle, and I knew I needed to contact the school to get to the bottom of what was going on and to try and sort this out. So I made an appointment to see the head of year at Anna's school. Now, if you know me, you'll know that I don't like confrontation. To be honest, I avoid it if I can. But in this case, I needed to step up on behalf of my daughter. I had to be brave and face my own anxieties for the benefits of her. Sometimes mums need to fight for their kids, and it's tough. Now, Simon would say, I get feisty when it comes to Anna and Ben, and maybe some of you can relate to that. I don't know, when it's about your children, you're just like, whoa, you know, you get that sort of mother bear kind of sort of thing going on. So this was a time when I prayed super hard for the right words to say and the confidence and strength to say them. I needed to be firm, I needed to be heard, and I needed a solution. And through this, although I felt wobbly and weak, God came alongside me and he gave me the strength to push through a tough time when I was way out of my comfort zone. And luckily for us, Anna's school were really supportive and things were resolved. In our reading, it says, God, You keep me going when times are tough. My bedrock, God, since my childhood. My bedrock. I love the picture that brings to mind. God, my foundation, my rock, steady and unmoving. My hope. Hope for all of us. The one that we can trust to be there through all situations. Our children rely on us to be there. We're supposed to be that steady and unshakable foundation for them. And we're supposed to always know what to do. And while we may not always have the answers or know what to do, we can rely on God to be that rock for us. He is the firm foundation that won't collapse under pressure. We can turn to him and talk to him about what to do, and he'll give us the strength that we need. Now, the second story I want to tell you is about Ben, and this is a little bit more comedy. And when I asked him if I could share this story, he said, yeah, that's fine, I can't even remember it, Mum. So I was like, fine. So I guess Ben must have been about 2 or thereabouts. He was old enough to know that he shouldn't have done what he did, but young enough to think, I want to try this anyway. It was just the 2 of us at home one afternoon, and I was getting on with some house stuff, and I'd nipped upstairs for a couple of minutes. That's maybe a trap that others of you have fallen into. I'd left Ben in the lounge playing. With what I can't remember, but I could hear him, which was the main thing, and I was only going to be a few minutes. It was then that I heard it. And when I say I heard it, I mean it was silence that I could hear. And everyone knows that that means trouble. He'd gone quiet, so I thought, oh goodness, what mischief is at hand? So I flew down the stairs into the lounge to find Ben standing in our fireplace. You see, we had an open fire. It wasn't lit. Don't panic. But Ben was standing in the grate, and he was black. His face was black, his hands were black, his clothes were black, and the surrounding area was sprinkled with soot, because in his curiosity, Ben had tried to climb up the chimney. It is so comical now. What his thought process was, I'll never know, but he clearly liked the texture of soot, because not only was he covered in it, but he'd smeared it all over the tiles around the fireplace as well. Oh, deep joy. Anyway, I imagine lots of you have similar stories where your patience has been stretched considerably, and looking back, you can see the funny side. Anyway, holding Ben at arm's length, I carried him upstairs and put him in the bath. Obviously, I took a picture first, and then I cleaned him up. I did look for the picture, but I couldn't find it, so I do apologise. I did trawl through some photos to try and find it, but I couldn't. So you can just imagine the situation. Anyway, God can help mums to be tough when they need to be. He can also help them through tough times, and if that means giving them plenty of patience, then that's great too. Being a mum can be fantastic, and having a mum can be fantastic too. But being or having a mum can also be tough. Mums aren't perfect, far from it. They're human, and there'll be times when our mums fail us, or we fail in being mums too. But we can trust God to love and care for us. In our reading it says, I've hung on you from the day of my birth, God. I'll never run out of praise. You got me when I was an unformed youth, and you taught me everything I know. God knows everything about us. He knows what we'll experience in life and what we'll go through. Tough times are a given, I'm afraid. We live in a world that isn't perfect. But God cares for us. And we can trust him even when it feels like he's silent, because sometimes it does feel like that. He is worthy of our trust and remains trustworthy. From the very start of our lives and forever, God cares for us. And he's given us other people like mums to help us through too. I hope that you're able to think of at least one person who's come alongside you and cared for you in your life so far, whether that's your mum or not. We have a lot to be thankful for when it comes to the people that God has placed in our lives. People who are trustworthy, supportive, loving, and who hopefully point us towards God along the way too. Life is sometimes tough, but it's important to remember that it's also wonderful, exciting, and full of love and joy too. And God shares in our struggles and in our joys. He's always available and will never let us down. He loves us like the best parent should. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the people in our lives that have come alongside us. We thank you for our mums, our friends, our aunts, our grandparents, whether they're male or female. We just thank you and we praise you for them. Lord, I pray that we are able to, however we're feeling, look at the joys that today brings. We thank you that you come alongside us and that you are always there, that you never let us down and that you are trustworthy. In your name, amen.
Amen.